USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The city of Houston opened to 75% capacity, but it might not last long as officials are cautioning they may need to order people back home and open a COVID-19 hospital at NRG Stadium, a football complex, as the coronavirus cases surge in the nation's fourth largest city. Here's Lena Hidalgo, the Harris County judge, who is the top official for the county's 5 million residents.
We've had the highest hospitalization number. It's only grown from there. The numbers we're seeing are very significant.
I'm growing increasingly concerned that we may be approaching the precipice of a disaster.
At least 18 states have seen a spike in hospitalization since Memorial Day. In Texas alone, more than 84,000 people have been sickened by the virus, and there have been 1,950 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. More than 55,000 have recovered. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
U.S. immigration officials at the southern border carried out more than 20,000 expulsions of migrants last month as unauthorized border crossings increased by the thousands despite strict U.S. coronavirus restrictions and lockdowns in Mexico and Central America. Customs and Border Protection officials at the U.S.-Mexican border encountered more than 23,000 unauthorized migrants and swiftly expelled over 20,000 of them under an emergency directive by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC directive, which has been extended indefinitely, has given the Trump administration the power to rapidly remove most border crossers from U.S. soil. President Trump has moved his campaign rally that was originally scheduled for June 19th in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to the following day. The rally's original date sparked criticism because June 19th, otherwise known as Juneteenth, marks the day that slavery ended in the U.S. The president tweeted he rescheduled the rally on the advice of a number of African-American friends and supporters. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
One of President Trump's former national security advisors is now ripping him in a new memoir, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
A statement from publisher Simon & Schuster includes excerpts from the book by John Bolton, and Bolton writes that he was astonished by President Trump's actions, saying they were fueled by an obsession over his re-election prospects. Bolton adds, quote, even if it meant endangering or weakening the nation. Meantime, Bolton also argues that House Democrats committed what he calls impeachment malpractice by keeping their prosecution focused too narrowly on the president's Ukraine scandal. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
National Football League Commissioner Roger Goodell said Juneteenth will be recognized as a league holiday and ordered the closing of the league office. In the memo, Goodell said he wants staff to use June 19th as a day to reflect on our past, but more importantly, consider how each one of us can continue to show up and band together and work toward a better future. Juneteenth celebrated the official end of slavery in the U.S. after the Civil War ended in 1865, despite the freedom of the slaves via the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863. Goodell said the historic event weighs even more heavily today in the current climate. Other companies like Twitter, Square, and Nike also announced plans this week to make Juneteenth a new holiday. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.